Here on Holywell Street is New College. Contrary to what its name might suggest, New College is not the newest Oxford College today. The college was created in 1379 by William of Wykeham to produce graduates who would replace the priests who had died during the Black Death. The plague had killed anything up to half of all parish clergy, as well as emptying towns like Oxford, which allowed William of Wykeham to find a spacious site for his college. Its name is a shortened version of New College of St Mary. If you get a chance to see inside, you will see the original Oxford City Wall, one of many striking architectural features. New College is particularly known for its widely visited gardens. The chapel is home to one of the three choral foundations of Oxford, and its choir is widely regarded as being one of the best of its kind in the world. New College is, like any other Oxford college, committed to selecting the most academically able students from any background. Undergraduates are well provided for in terms of accommodation. Almost every undergraduate can live in college for the whole of their course. New College boasts a well-stocked library and a well-equipped computer room. It is a relaxed, friendly and outgoing college. Its central location means that the college is close to most of the academic departments and faculties, as well as the Bodleian Library. A variety of student societies flourish. Several dramatic productions are put on each year, and you'll find a huge range of activities to get involved in during your degree. 20th century New College alumni include the distinguished biologists J.H. Haldane and Richard Dawkins, novelists and playwrights John Galsworthy, A.N. Wilson and Christopher Hampton, as well as politicians Hugh Gaitskell and Tony Benn, and film actors Hugh Grant and Kate Beckinsale.